The world as we know it has been built without a consciousness of soul. It has been built with a consciousness of the personality. Everything within our world reflects personality energy. We believe that what we can see and smell and touch and feel and taste is all there is to the world. We believe that we are not responsible for the consequences of our actions. We act as though we are not affected when we take and take and take. We strive for external power, and in that striving create a destructive competition. The introduction of consciousness into this cyclic process of creation through which the soul evolves permits the creation of a world that is built upon the consciousness of the soul, a world that reflects the values and perceptions and experiences of the soul. It allows you to bring the energy of your soul consciously into the physical environment. It allows the consciousness of the sacred to fuse with physical matter. The world in which we live has been created unconsciously by unconscious intentions. Every intention sets energy into motion, whether you are conscious of it or not. You create in each moment. Each word you speak carries consciousness. More than that, carries intelligence, and therefore is an intention that shapes light. When you speak of a, quote, marriage, for example, you invoke a particular consciousness, a particular energy. When two people marry, they become, quote, husband and wife. Husband means the master of a house, the head of a household, a manager. Wife means a woman who is joined to a man in marriage, a hostess of a household. Sometimes it means a woman of humble rank. The relationship between a husband and a wife is not equal. When two people, quote, marry, and think and speak of themselves as, quote, husband and wife, they enter into these consciousnesses and intelligences. In other words, the archetypical structure of marriage can be thought of as a planet. When two souls marry, they fall into the orbit, or gravitational field, of this planet and, therefore, despite their own individual intentions, they take on the characteristics of this planet called marriage. They become part of the evolution of the structure itself through their own participation in a marriage.